Blog Talk Radio.
Music for the whole show, and so this is why we're doing this. We're going to play some music for you here for, you know, and just have a little bit of fun as we celebrate the win for Joe Biden. Yes, baby, Joe Biden is the president-elect of the 46th president of the United States of America, and of course the vice president-elect Kamala Harris. What a great victory for them. And of course, you know, even though that Donald Trump has thrown a tantrum like we figured he would, you know, Joe, here's the thing. We knew that Trump would throw a tantrum. We knew this. We knew that he would come out and say that it's voter fraud and voter interference and voter this fraud, voter. You know, here's the thing about Donald Trump. Donald Trump is a sore loser. right? He's a sore loser. He's been saying this, and he pre-warned everybody before the whole election here. He said, listen to me. If I do not win this election, then it was frauded, and then it was cheated. So he already planted this into his people's heads, you know, his supporters' heads, to believe this shit. Problem is, he will not come out and he will not concede this show. I mean, he will not concede the election. He will not concede it at all. And we're waiting for a concession speech from Donald Trump, but, you know, I don't think that's ever going to come out. As a matter of fact, I think that if we get to the point that they may have to even, you know, have to escort Donald Trump out in handcuffs, because they're not going to let him stick around there, you know, for the whole thing here. They're not going to say, well, you know what, now that Joe Biden is the president-elect, if January 20th comes around and Donald Trump doesn't want to get out of the White House, well, they're going to kick his ass out. He'll either leave on his own accordance, or they will knock his ass out of there. They will. Because that's the White House. That is the people's house. That's our house. So we put the president in there that we select. And, of course, Joe Biden is the one that was elected as the president of the United States. So I think that it's getting it's really cool to see that Joe Biden has won. I'm really happy. I mean, you don't know how happy I am that Joe Biden has won this election. I mean, I can feel the stress just melting away as we speak, man, because I've been waiting for this for a long time, 4 years for this to happen. And, you know, I think that as soon as we know something, you know, as soon as we know something that's going to happen here, we should know that, I don't know, I think we're going to find out here soon that you know what's going to happen. But anyway, Joe Biden has won. Right now, as it stands, he has exactly 290 electoral votes. All right? 220 electoral votes. Now, Donald Trump, still is down. He's at, what, 223, I believe? So, you know, Joe Biden has already won. You know, they've already picked him up as the president. He is the president of the United States, as a president-elect, I should say, of the United States of America. And Kamala Harris is the vice president-elect as well. So, you know, they gave him Nevada because he won Nevada. They gave him Arizona, which, hey, this is history being made. He won Arizona. And pretty soon, you know, we're going to see him at 306 electoral votes here soon, because Georgia's going to go in his way. I guarantee you it's what's going to happen. And so the only one that was the only one they were waiting for was South Carolina, I believe. So we'll give that to Trump just for the hell of it. So in the final days, it probably will be 232 to 306 Joe Biden. I believe that's what's going to happen here. And I'm just totally amazed that we've seen a great pouring out of Pennsylvania. I mean, picking up Pennsylvania was really the best part. Hearing that this morning, that Pennsylvania went in favor of Joe Biden, I mean, come on. I mean, he's over 20,000, 30,000 votes ahead of Donald Trump in Pennsylvania, okay? This is why we count every vote. And truly, I think it's just amazing that America has stood up and spoke and said, we're not taking any more of this shit, and we want change in this country. We want a different direction in this country. Now, I feel bad for the Trump supporters. I do. I'm going to say it out front. I feel bad for the Trump supporters. You know, I'm not going to sit here and tell you that, you know, you guys, I can understand that you're heartbroken and you feel bad that your candidate lost. I mean, honestly, that's what we felt in 2016 when our candidate lost to Donald Trump. But when you have to realize, to us, Donald Trump was about division, which he was. He really caused a lot of problems in America. And that's what we felt. We felt hell for 4 years of destruction from this president, of hate. And now we have somebody who wants to do unity and bring this country back together and work with both Republicans and Democrats. We should have somebody like that, right? See, I always liked Joe Biden, even when he was running, in the campaign against Obama, in the first election. You know, I really enjoyed Joe Biden. I just thought he was really down to earth, really funny guy. Really, you know, he's really is a hearted man towards people. He's all about unity and bringing, you know, how to work on both sides of the aisle. And that's what Joe Biden was. He has always been that way. He's always about working on both sides of the aisle to get shit done. And I have to hand it to him that he's doing an excellent job now that he's president-elect. He's going to be able to do some stuff that needs to be done that Donald Trump can't do. It blew my mind when he did the speech tonight, which we'll be playing here in a little bit. But it blew my mind that he did the speech, and in his speech he said, just – got to the point. I mean, I'm not used to hearing that. I'm used to hearing for the last 4 years, you know, well, I'm the greatest person, I'm the best. We had the excellent crowds. We didn't hear that from Joe Biden. We didn't hear Joe Biden say, look at the mass crowds I had. It's kind of like we've heard that for 4 years of the same, like, you know, by the basis of what Donald Trump was about and how he tried to boast about everything to a president-elect who's about the American people, right? Just basically came out and said, let's do unity. Let's heal this country. And that is a president. Not about, oh, I'm the best, I'm the greatest, let's talk about – I mean, who the hell wants to hear that? Well, we had to hear it for 4 years. And I have to give it to the Trump supporters. You guys love this guy because of that reasoning, but we have to move forward. America has spoken when they voted this time. And yes, they spoke. And of course, you got 70 million votes to Joe Biden's, you know, votes of, 78 million. So it's something you have to realize that, yes, we have division in America, but we have to work together. You know, I don't want to hear – I love hearing from the Trump supporters now that they say Joe Biden is elected president-elect. We're going to have all kinds of problems. We're going to have job losses. Everybody's going to lose their job. Folks, people were losing their jobs under Trump. Do you know that's the reason why Joe Biden won Pennsylvania? And he won Pennsylvania. He won, even in Ohio, even though Donald Trump won Ohio, but up in the northern part of the country, the state, is really about industrial businesses and – that part of Ohio voted Joe Biden. I mean, there was a lot of numbers that came out of that top part of Ohio. This is an indication, even in Michigan, in Flint, Michigan, and in parts of Michigan where there's these numbers in the suburbs where Trump took over these areas in 2016. Well, it's reversed. And the reason why that is because I've been saying this for a long time, Donald Trump's tariffs hurt these businesses and corporations. You know, up in northern Ohio, we've had many businesses who are out of jobs. I mean, they closed up shop and had to put people out of work, thousands upon thousands of jobs. And this hurt a lot of people. Now, I'm not saying, you know, because Ohio, they did, a lot of them did vote for, you know, Trump. And, of course, that's why Trump won Ohio, because of the southern part of Ohio, you know, that pulled it out for Trump. But when you look at it, in these parts of the states where tariffs matter and destroy our businesses, I mean, these tariffs did not work. I mean, people think they did, and I'm sorry, Trump supporters, but they did not help them. And it has destroyed a lot of America. I mean, businesses were going out. I mean, they were closing up shop. They were moving to different countries to have to afford to make their products. But I think now that Joe Biden is in, he's going to be in office, we're going to see that brought back to America. As a matter of fact, we're going to see a lot of things change, and I cannot wait to see the changes for the positive and for the good. And we'll take a look at it. We'll see what we have. But right now, as we speak, Donald Trump is nowhere to be found. He was out golfing today. You know, Donald Trump did not want to come out and speak. You know, he's hiding somewhere. Even Mike Pence, I don't even know where the hell that guy is either. I think he went and hid somewhere in a bunker. I don't know. But, you know, you have some of the Republicans out there trying to stir up the shit that the voter fraud and voter intimidation, you know, all this stuff. And, you know, we're not going to put up with that stuff. We're not going to put up with that stuff, seriously. And you can put it to legal action all you want to, but Donald Trump's not going to be able to overturn this election. I mean, honestly, that's not going to happen. All right, let's get back to it. We're doing a celebration today because today is announced that Joe Biden is the president-elect, and we are so excited. Paula and I have been doing this show for a while now, bringing the truth and information to the public about Donald Trump. And I believe it did. I believe it helped out. You know, we had a lot of listeners, and it did. It helped out with some people making the right decisions. And that's why we did what we did here. That's why we continued to do our show to pass the information out as much as possible. Because we believe in that. You know, we believe in what America is all about. We believe in trying to help America. And that is why we will continue to do these shows as much as we can. All right, so Joseph Biden is the president-elect. Kamala Harris is the vice president-elect. And by the way, in history, Kamala Harris, the first African-American, was a South Asian descendant, a female president, vice president ever in history. This is the first time. I mean, this is a history being made. Joe Biden, who got the highest popular vote of any other president in American history. I mean, this is amazing. Amazing. States like Arizona turning blue. And I'm going to tell you that these states turning blue, like Arizona, was really the big fuck you to Donald Trump from John McCain. And when Georgia flips, when Georgia goes to Joe Biden, which is going too soon, I'm going to say that you know, that is a big you know, fuck you from John Lewis, you know, to Donald Trump. So that's what these states are doing, you know. But you know, I am so excited about this. I'm so excited to go with what I believe in, and I believe in a wonderful America and a true America where we all work together as one country, right? That's what we're all about. We're all about that, working together as one country. So Joseph Biden came out and spoke here just a little bit ago, him and Kamala Harris, and here we go. It's about that time. Let's go play some music here. We'll be right back in just a minute.
sun come out tomorrow. Bet your bottom dollar that tomorrow there'll be sun. Just thinking about tomorrow. Clears away the cobweb and the sorrow. Still living when I'm stuck with a day that's gray and lonely. I just took all my chin and grit and say, oh,
but I can make an explosion. This is my fight song. Take back my life.
People need
Congratulations, and by the way, Joe Biden is the new president-elect, going to be the 46th president, along with Kamala Harris, who will be the first African-American, and she also has the Southern Asian descent, and she is going to be the first woman as well to be the vice president in history. A lot of records being broken right here as they elect Joe Biden and Kamala Harris as president and vice president-elect of the United States of America. The reign of Donald Trump is over. For we had to deal with it for 4 years. And of course, you know, for 4 years, we had to hear his bullshit, his lies, his deceit, and he destroyed this country. And now it's time to unite our country and bring it back together. There is a song that was going around. I have to tell you, I love the song because it is a song that was really about peace and unity. And, of course, it talks about Joe Biden. And it was done by the Black Eyed Peas along with they did the song. I'll let you hear it. Here it is. It's called the song is called The Love, and here's what it's called.
Good evening.
Take a listen.
Ella Baker, a giant of the civil rights movement, left us with this wisdom. Give people light, and they will find the way. Give people light. Those are words for our time. Just a week ago yesterday was the third anniversary of the intervention in Charlottesville. Close your eyes. Remember what you saw on television. Remember seeing those neo-Nazis. Remember seeing those Klansmen coming out of the field with lighted torches, veins bulging, spewing the same anti-Semitic bile heard across Europe in the 30s. Remember the violent clash that ensued between those spreading hate and those with the courage to stand against it. And remember what the president said when asked? He said there were, quote, very fine people on both sides. It was a wake-up call for us as a country. And for me, a call to action.
People killing, people dying, children hurt and you hear them crying. Can you practice what you preach? And would you turn the other cheek? Father, 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 help us. Send some guidance from above. These people got me questioning. Where is the love?
What's wrong with the world, mama? People living like they ain't got no mamas. I think the whole world's addicted to the drama. Only attracted to things that'll bring the trauma. Overseas, yeah, we trying to stop terrorism. But we still got terrorists here living in the USA. The KKK. I can't believe they're still hating blacks today. Cause if you only have love for your own race, then you only leave space to discriminate. And to discriminate only generates hate. And when you hate, then you're bound to get irate. Yeah, madness is what you demonstrate. And that's exactly how hate works and operates. Man, you gotta have love if you set it straight. Take control of your mind and meditate. Let your soul gravitate to the love.
People killing, people dying, children hurt and you hear them crying. Can you practice what you preach? And would you turn the other cheek? Father, 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 help us. Send some guidance from above. These people got me questioning. Where is the love? The love.
Where is the love? Are we ready? I believe we are. We must be. We can choose a path of becoming angrier, less hopeful, more divided, a path of shadow and suspicion, or we can choose a different path and together take this chance to heal, to reform, to unite, a path of hope and light. This is a life-changing election. This will determine what America is going to look like for a long, long time.
Yes, it is.
Character is on the ballot. Compassion is on the ballot. Decency, science, democracy.
Yeah.
They're all on the ballot. Who we are as a nation, what we stand for, and most importantly, who we want to be, that's all on the ballot. And the choice could not be more clear.
And so what we're going to be doing here in just a few minutes. So we have 2 minutes left in this show. This was just a pre-show for the regular show we're about ready to get into. Here at 11 p.m., where Paula will be joining me. I think even maybe David will join us later on. But here's the thing. I just wanted you guys to come and join us right here for this show. Here's something I just wanted to play before we end this show to get into the next one. This is something that I truly like this song, and it really brings a lot of emotion to me because Coldplay, I don't know if you remember, if you ever heard of the group Coldplay. Well, the lead singer went and sang at Bo Biden's funeral because Bo Biden was a big fan of them. And this is the song that he really liked the most. And here's what it sounded like.
Steal my heart and hold my tongue. I feel my time has come. Let me in, unlock the door. I never felt this way before. And the wheels just keep on turning. The drummer begins to drum. I don't know which way I'm going. I don't know which way I've come. Hold my head inside your hands. I need someone who understands. I need someone, someone who hears. For you I've waited all these years. For you I'd wait.